W Mobile.
Okay, that's one got you got the dream, Michael.
And good to hear you on the radio this morning.
Yes, sir, same to you. How you been doing?
Yep, doing very well. Can't complain. At least it's a lot cooler this morning, right?
Indeed.
Any of the anybody else of the morning crew?
Sir, I'll call the KO4HKX, but I didn't get nothing back from it. I was really hoping they'd be on this morning, because I'm actually up around the time that we're all talking normally.
He's probably listening in the house, but he's usually not on the road for maybe another 15 minutes.
After that, what's he doing up to you lately?
See, this weekend, I just played on the radio some this weekend. Picked me up 3 more new countries and that, so I had a good weekend.
What countries did you pick up?
Wales, Switzerland, and Venezuela.
After that, Wales, is that up there near England?
Or Great Britain.
Roger that. I need to upgrade my license so I can actually make some HF contacts.
Venezuela and the Dominican Republic on 10 meters. You're allowed 10 meters.
I don't think that I can do voice transmissions on 10 meters yet.
Part of 10 meters. And that, at least the part that I made contact on. And it always considered open, but when it is, you can make some long distance contacts for sure.
What's the best time of day to do that? I know that the sunspots have them up to you.
Afternoon and in the early evening. Many countries, and it was probably 7 o'clock in the evening, and conditions were a little bit better. The conditions yesterday were terrible, but Saturday they were really good. I made, I think, 42 contacts.
How's that?
Got my radio set up to do 6 meter FM. There's a couple of repeaters in the area that you can get on for 6 meters.
So 6 meters. Did you say repeater? Do you mean just local, or do those repeaters actually help push the signal out around the world?
Be more local, but when 6 meters open, I mean, I was making contacts all the way up into Minnesota.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Considered, you know, a close band or whatever, but when the conditions are just right, man, you can get out thousands of miles with it.
Imagine the period just before a thunderstorm hits is one of those times that conditions are right.
Because, whenever there's a storm that's remotely close, I usually disconnect all of my stuff. All my stuff is disconnected if I'm not there using it.
Understand why. Believe me. I understand why.
Working at today, so I can avoid that area.
Oh, now? Come on. We're going to be in Spartanburg County.
Up in Spartanburg.
Be prepared to stop. That's all I have to say.
We'll have to go out none today, and then won't get caught in any construction traffic.
I understand what you mean. That's okay. I've heard people say worse to me on the side of the road already. I ain't been there for a week. I've been cussed out and everything.
If it generally these days people are pretty rude, they don't stop and think. They want to complain that the road is bad, but then they want to complain because you're fixing the road, right?
Because we take too much time for them. We're supposed to be taking that time to consider not only our safety, but theirs as well.
GFW. Yeah, if you pay attention to the signs you put up and get over when you say to get over, man, they can shoot right on through there without ever even stopping, but they won't do it. They always got to be the first to cut in line.
And then what was really bad, I was up here in Greenville on West Ferris, flagging with the signs and everything, and there was an ambulance that had its lights and sirens going, coming down the road. And whenever we have an ambulance or any type of emergency vehicle that needs to get through, we have to stop all traffic and let them come through before anyone else. And we have done that, and some, well, lovely, intelligent individual decided he's going to jump right out in front of the ambulance, and I could not get him to move, so I was fixing to drop my sign, run off the side of the road, so the ambulance could get past me and go around the cones.
Sometimes that people only think about themselves.
I'm just as guilty because there's a lot of times I think about just myself as well.
Usually I just let the traffic go on by me and just sit back and enjoy the ride now. Too old for all that stuff.
Well, hang on. You work at the factory, right?
It's a bad spot. One more time, KN4TFW.
KN4WWZ. Well, I was asking what you did for a living.
The chemical factory up in Spartanburg.
That's what I was thinking, you're a plant worker. It's only 5:30 in the morning, and we already got people speeding.
On interstate every morning doing 90. Yeah, you just have to, I just stay over there in the right-hand lane and just mind my own business and get a little bit better gas mileage. Don't worry about them.
Can't control what other people do, but we sure can control what we do.
4 HGX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick. KO4-WWZ.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4-TFW.
You're doing fine this morning. Enjoying the cool start.
Please, And that's the way I like it. Let me just say that. That's the way I like it.
Over here, getting ready to come into the big town of Lyman.
It's up here.
And if it rained, it'd be snowing.
You must still be in the mountains.
I just left the house.
Patrick, you gonna be coming through Spartanburg today?
No, sir. I try to stay out of Spartanburg.
You're missing out. I was gonna hold you in my traffic, but all right.
We're that way, that's for sure, today. There might be somebody else over there.
See if you could reach any of those 6-meter repeaters.
I tried the 130, and excuse me. I think I can key it up, but I don't hear it. I see it on the scope, but I don't hear anything.
Me and Andrew were messing with it. He could hear me key up the repeater, but he couldn't hear any voice. I could hear him on that, but then I had to take my tuner out, and they took the coax straight to the radio, and then it worked fine.
Tuner out, it's in the radio.
This thing, and I don't know why it was like that, but yeah, we were ever able to carry on a decent conversation.
I was trying to see if I could hit it. Well, like I said, it shows that I did on the scope, because when I key up, you know, I can show there's RF there, but after I let go of the PTT, but I don't hear anything. Now, it is an FM repeater, correct? If I had the band or the modulation wrong.
Now with all of that, I had to, you know, mine when you go up there, it won't let you do a split. You have to actually program in the repeater. So I had to do that, figure out how to save it, and that took a minute. I'd never done FM on that radio before.
You learn how to use your radio anyway.
Stuff new every day. And picked up 3 new countries last night, though.
Well, that's good. What'd you get them on?
Venezuela on 10 meters. And I got Switzerland and Wales on 20 meters.
It says there's somebody out of South America down that way on 10 meters. They just moved in here.
Boa Vista, Brazil, and I think his name is Helio, and I've talked to him 3 or 4 times and that, but yeah, when he's coming in, man, he's booming for sure.
Yeah, Chandler.
But I'm just trying to pay attention to not driving. There ain't really much traffic around me right now, but I'm fixing to have to turn on the Woodruff Road, and y'all know how bad that can get. But anyway, speaking of 6 meters and all that, I'm wanting to build myself a J-pole to go inside the house. I mean, I know that, you know, antennas work better outside, but I'm thinking a J-pole would work good inside the house. You got any ideas?
Just make them out of, like, copper tubing. And that there's a specific length that you make it, but you should be able to find it on the internet. I don't believe it's too hard to make.
Can you make them where they can go into multiple bands, or can you only make them for one band?
DFW. Yeah, you're out of my wheelhouse right now. But I was thinking it was just you set it up for one band, but I don't know that.
Let me pay attention to this traffic. I'll get back with you.
I don't know either on that one either, Chandler, so I can't help you there.
Fine. Thanks, Patrick.
Conditions were pretty good on Saturday. I made 42 contacts. Finally got to 1,000 contacts on HF on single sideband, so that was an accomplishment for me.
Impressive. How long have you been doing it? How long have you had your license and been logging everything?
License in March of 19. And I didn't get on HF until maybe about March of 20.
Your license much longer than I have.
Too long, and that, like I said, I was, you know, I studied about a month and got my tech, and then I waited and took the class for general, and that when they were doing the classes in person, and then went up there and passed it, and then Ed sold me his radio. He was jonesing to get a new radio, and that, so it's been working out ever since.
450 is one of the best ones you can get for what you're doing.
I know it wouldn't have been one that I would have picked for my first radio, You know, I really have my heart set on the 991, but this is an awesome radio, and it really helps you to learn the radio because it doesn't have a ton of bells and whistles, and so you really have to do it. Like when I make contact, I have to scroll through the band to just find them. You know, I can't see a waterfalls or anything like that. So it really helps me out, and I just practice pulling in signals that you couldn't hear real good and keep adjusting on it until I could make contact with them.
KO4HX. Yeah, that's the way my 706 is. It has no scope on it. You just gotta sit there and spin the dial. Sometimes I think that's easier.
Distractions. Like when I got Wales last night, there was absolutely no pile up. I mean, he called out, I called right back and got him.
I'm probably getting scratchy now, aren't I?
Scratchy, but I'm down in one of my bad spots on the interstate.
We're to where we're going to take the switch. Coming into the black hole.
Chandler, you have a good one, and I'm going to make the switch over to a different repeater, and that you drive careful headed up to Spartanburg, and maybe we'll catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
Stay safe out there. Make sure you drink plenty of water. It's supposed to be hot today, too. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear.